Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about focus and what not to work on.
I have some good stuff to say about this.
So do I. I directly took this topic from a quote or an interview, an old interview, from somebody talking about Steve Jobs. And
that's
he said,
funny.
You know, I'm so proud of what we folk have not done, even more so than what we've chosen to create, because we had all these other things that we could have gotten involved in,
right.
And we didn't. We chose like these four products to develop and the software that's involved with them, and it obviously turned out great. So
I thought you took it from the book that I'm reading right now, so I have a lot to say about this too. Cool.
Focus is something I actually am relatively good at, so I can't wait to hear what happens with the.
You gotta work at it too. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the LandInvestors.com online community. It's free.
Aaron asks, "Hey everyone, I'd like to do a mobile home mailer and maybe buy a car or two. The issue I'm having is getting access to the DMV database. I have researched and found that each state has different requirements for DMV access. It seems like most states require you to be either a tow company, an attorney, or an auto dealer, etc. I'm thinking there must be an easier way to get access, or maybe my information was bad. If anyone has a lowdown and is willing to share it, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks."
Here's the lowdown.
I know you've researched this.
This is it's on my personal drawing board and off of everybody else here who works here at Land Academy and Landstay, off of their radar. But it's probably going to be on theirs now. I bought the .com a couple years ago and would love to start Mobile Academy and at some point Owners Academy, which does exactly what you're talking about, send out letters to car owners or anybody that's in the DMV database. So I've done all the research, and what you said was correct.
Right.
You have to be a lawyer, or you have to have some reason to contact, to have access to this information.
Right.
It's not, you know, real estate data, assessor data, from a statute standpoint, has to be accessible to the public. How they manifest that, or how that manifests itself, is put on the local municipality and the states and the counties and stuff. Some counties make it real tough. Some counties make it real easy.
Right.
RealCus does all the work for us entirely. So the DMV data is incredibly powerful and important, and it's on my radar to provide it in some other venue.
Isn't that funny? What's the thought process? I'm sure there is no thought process. I just answered the question. None. Like, why is your... everything about your house, every last detail about your house, public information, required to be public information, never mind your car. Oh, that's a little bit harder. You got to jump through some hoops.
Can I answer that?
Well, I have a thought.
Go
Here's
ahead.
My thoughts. Number one, there is none. And number two, I think that...
there is none.
There is no thought process. And number two, I think that it's just coming. I think that, follow me here. Back before we had things like RealQuest and stuff like that, that we can access the data and TitlePro and DataTree and all the things that we have and we share, you had to be, one of the reasons you were a licensed realtor was to get access to this and get into the MLS, and maybe there were some other components there about it. And I'm thinking that time just hasn't caught up yet, and at some point this will change.
Property, real property is taxed, and personal property is not in general. And there's a lot of people that can argue that point, but... just for basic 35,000 foot
registration fees, that's different. Okay.
Yeah, it's a license, and it all comes down to legal stuff, and this is not the time to talk about it.
But I'm curious.
Well, it's a license situation. You know, they're licensing you technically. You know, it's a privilege to have a license. They like to tell 16-year-olds that.
True.
It's a privilege that we're allowing you to drive your car and having us put our California license plate on the front and the back of your car.
And charge you money.
You should feel privileged to pay us.
Tell us how you
feel,
Steven.
To drive your car. In our state, and so that's not the the culture around real estate.
To park here and pay this $80 parking ticket because your tires weren't turned the right way.
All of that. Go ahead, let it out. We live in our number three kid is learning. He's got his driver's permit right now, and I said, yesterday in the car, sitting shotgun, I said, congratulations.
Yeah.
You are learning to drive, in the worst driving market in this country, in my opinion, in Los Angeles. And the most difficult, let's call it. Dumbest. Most difficult to park in, most difficult to do any. Go to the grocery store, huge challenge.
And then the people, the tourists everywhere, yeah. and then traffic everywhere. I told him a similar thing, too. I'm like, you know, here's the good news, because I learned to drive in Southern California also. Pretty much nowhere else is going to be rougher than this.
Yeah.
So unless you're like in some other country where they have like the scooters and whatever, they'd sit for hours. That's the only, I can think of one place, but other than that.
Okay, so to end the answer to the question, here's the good news. I saved it for last. There's a component to DataTree that I just found out about this weekend. That's why I put this question up.
Tell me.
While I was sitting in front of the, you know, watching a movie and
doing this,
here's my zen weekend.
Because you were focused.
I had my zen weekend this weekend. Watching a great movie.
Yeah.
And sitting with my laptop on the coffee table doing research on the next company.
Yeah.
I did it for 2 days straight.
Yeah.
And Joe was off doing something else.
Yep.
Listeners saying, yep.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Are you,
you know,
kidding?
A lot of women would
don't
just be really be upset
that?
About that.
No way. I was off having fun. We're all good.
God, you're the greatest girl ever.
Thank you.
I'm serious.
It really was
most
a win-win.
Women would just be like, he's on the couch again. He's eating pizza and on the computer and he doesn't pay any attention to me.
That's, no, I like
pay
it.
Pay attention
like,
to me.
I'm gone. See ya. Bye.
Jill, you're the best.
Thanks.
Today's topic, focus. And what not to work on. This is the meat of the show. Take it away, Jill. I know you have a lot of notes there.
I have, more importantly, you had some weird weird relationships in your past.
No, I didn't.
Well,
I just have a good one now.
It just makes the stuff that comes up, like, it's like right there, one just under the top layer. It comes up really fast.
Jill, you have no idea how tough it is to be in a relationship with a woman.
Right.
You are absolutely, I say this truthfully, from my soul, the exception.
Thank you.
You are truly, you know, like you know, most intelligent guys know that women want heartfelt compliments and that women want to feel special, like they're the only girl.
Right.
And that's all true, and I think that's great, but it's actually true with you.
Oh,
I'm serious.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Aww.
You're patient. You have your own life, you know. You're like,
thank you.
Elton John said this one time. It always stuck with me. He said, the person that I just got out of a relationship, no, the person I'm in a relationship with now, I just feel grateful that they take responsibility for their own happiness.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You do that.
Thank you.
Like, you're not sitting around staring at me saying, no, this guy doesn't make me happy.
Nope.
Let's try another one. That's what a lot of women do.
I did not know that.
I don't feel happy.
No,
it must
I
be his
go
fault.
Go do my own thing. It's all good.
I'm not happy and fulfilled. It's his fault.
Oh.
That's what happens.
That's the stuff that's right under that top layer. Comes up.
No, it's all like almost bubbling.
Okay, yeah.
All the time.
It is.
I'd love to do a whole show on almost bubbling. Just let it go.
Oh, great.
Then it would probably destroy everything.
Hey, back to the show and focus. Let's focus on the show right now. Not what's going on in your head.
Here's the truth about these podcasts. So this episode, we'll be done with it and we'll be on to record the next one.
Right.
And then we'll have a live event like a year from now or some version of that. And somebody's going to walk up to me and say, is it bubbling?
Yeah.
Is it going to pop?
Yeah.
And I'll be sitting there going,
What the heck
is this guy talking about? I know it's important. I know he's got some point to it. And then we'll have to deconstruct.
I think we'll remember this one.
Well, it was in episode 964 in April of 2019. No.
All right. Okay. So focus.
All right.
Focus and what not to work on. So I thought you were talking about this book that I'm reading, and I picked it up the other day in the airport when I was off traveling, making my own fun and making sure I'm happy.
Making my own fun. That's what Jill got out of my speech. She can make her own fun. So that's another thing.
Actually, we both can. It's kind of good. You know, I hate to piggyback on your compliment, Stephen, but you're pretty awesome. You pretty much tell me like, hey, baby, go for it. Just come home to me. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So that's kind of our rule. So I'm off with my girlfriends. I'm traveling. So anyway, back to the focus, which we're doing. This is great. This whole show is focus and what not to work on.
And we're
all over
all.
The place.
Yeah.
It's a perfect show. So for this topic, do as I say, not as I do. So I thought you were talking about this book. So I picked up this book called The One Thing, and it's a concept. And, you know, of course, everyone's saying, well, what is The One Thing? And I have to admit, I'm only about three or four chapters in, but what the, and the guy's an investor. So I picked it up too because it was a real estate kind of focus, but that's not at all what the book's about. So I'm like, it's a little disappointed on that one, but that's okay.
Really? It's not about real estate?
No, that's why I'm writing the book that I'm writing. So anyway, so the one thing is a concept. And it ties into the focus. What should you really be working on? And his thought is, don't just take your 10 things and get it down to 3 things. You should take your 10 things to get it down to 3 things to get it down to 1 thing. Just do 1 thing. And he talked about having, I wish I could remember the guy's name. Sorry.
It doesn't matter.
I'm sure whoever's listening, you probably, some of you know who this book is.
Right.
And you've seen it. It's on the, in the airport right now. So,
I already disagree with this. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, so that he had a meeting like with his group, his team, and said, all right, what's the one thing we could be doing to grow our business? And, well, you know, and it went from 10 things to 3 things to 1 thing. And he did it, which was write a book about investing or something like that. It was a different book. And it led to all these other books because it really did work out. But that's
so
the whole
point. So he
became
an author to grow his business.
Yeah, and that was his one thing. That was his goal, though. His focus was growing his business. And they figured that was the best way to grow the business. So that's what he did. And what I thought about, too, about focus,
So his one thing was?
Do one thing.
Do some stuff.
No.
Apparently just one thing to grow your business.
Pick one thing and do one thing
like,
at a time.
Like the Goodyear blimp.
His thing was pick one thing and do one thing at a time. And do it well. Don't do 3 things. So that was, it ties into this thing. I'm not trying to like get in an argument or anything here.
It's going to happen.
All right. Well, I'm just telling you what I read. Hey, I have an open mind on this. So
I did a few minutes ago.
Hold on a moment. He also says.
Closing like that
come
scene.
Come on. This is, you're going to like this.
Closing like the scene in Indiana Jones.
All right. You're going to like this. He also talks about multitasking and how. And I'm half believe this too. I mean, I do believe this too. Every time you switch topics, we all know it takes you a minute to get caught up. Come on, we all do it. People walk in your room and you're like, great, thanks. They didn't knock. They just opened the door. They walked in. Whatever you're thinking
she's
about.
She's talking about me.
I know. Well, it happens to me as well.
No, so, she's talking about me walking into her room.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about me going into yours. Oh, okay. No, because I do that to you but all the time. I walk in and I just start talking and I don't pause sometimes to think, what is he doing? But, you know, you're an interruption.
It's nice of you to know that.
I know that. Well, you tell me that. Let me tell you. Trust me. I know right away.
It's just amazing to me. You're sitting working on something intense. You know, it's all quiet and you're really getting some stuff done. And in our case, like writing or doing a video, and Jill just walks right in. I need a red light outside my door that says,
do you know what? In my defense, you were sitting on the couch with pizza in your hand and the TV on. I did not know you were focused.
Anyway, go ahead and plug in this guy's
book. Just to tie it back in. All right. How was I supposed to know when there's a movie, pizza, laptop, whatever?
You know what?
Couch.
I'll totally give you that when you're right.
If you're in your office with the door closed, you better believe I won't come in. And you know that. All right. So, so I thought of it. So the multitasking thing, there's something to be said for that. And it does mess up your focus. And when I thought about that, I thought about you and compromise. You know, it's like your thing about compromise. Yeah. Nobody wins. Splitting up your time like that, focusing on too many things, nobody wins. Everything's getting half of your attention, half of whatever. So here's, do you want to, here's my wrap up on this. Okay. And then I'll hand over the mic.
Okay.
For theoretically.
Yeah.
So for me right now, I thought, all right, do you want to talk about this? And then I'll tell you what I think our top things are.
I love the focus concept and what not to work on. And I love the one thing concept. But I think the one thing and for me, and I think for a lot of people, well, let's just say a lot of our members who are having a lot of success with this, with what we do, is to make the decision and the commitment to buy and sell real estate for a living. That's the one thing. And then there's all kinds of, I think it's a cop-out to say, oh, I only can write a book. I only can write a book to
what kind
express
of
myself.
That, by the way? Who are you?
It's this guy.
Oh. That's not what this was. I'm talking, please follow me here.
Okay.
I'm not
there's a lot
plugging
of things
anything, but it makes
in
you
being
think.
Being successful and marketing or whatever you choose to do.
Well, so that brings up a good point. You could, as your business goes along, you just brought up marketing. You could become a marketing pro and your whole business focus changes.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I wouldn't choose to just do one thing to market my business. We don't. We do a podcast. We're constantly
and we don't
writing.
Do it.
We do a podcast.
No, but we don't do all the marketing. We don't have our hands in everything. You know what I mean? I'm not physically doing
all the jobs. We did in the beginning.
Exactly. So I guess what I'm saying is, how we evolved is right. We have grown, right? And you and I are focusing on different things. And what have we done? We have hired people to focus on other things and specific tasks. For example, we have one person in our office that focuses on deeds and sales. That's their focus. That's not crazy. One person that focuses on overseeing office owners.
That's absolutely all
one
true.
One person that focuses on IT.
And, but you and I sat in a back bedroom of a townhouse for 2 or 3 years doing everything.
Right, because we didn't have anybody.
Right, so I think saying, encouraging people who are very impressionable and who read these books and are looking for guidance to say, it's really okay if you just focus on one thing. I want you to get enough sleep. I want you to stay in your comfort zone. All of that's total BS. Get out of your comfort zone.
Oh.
If you're in your 20s or 30s, you don't need that much sleep. Stay out of a relationship.
I wasn't sure where you were going there. I'm trying to be supportive.
Kick your own butt. Kick your own butt and work your tail off. You are responsible for everything, and you're responsible for your own success.
Steven,
so don't even need one little thing and be comfortable. It's silly.
Steven, we're saying the same thing.
When you're crazy all successful and you got tens of millions of dollars coming in like us, you got to get other people to do some other work because you can't do it yourself.
Okay, what does this topic mean to you? Because I apparently was way off.
One of the values of this show, Joe, is that you and I don't agree on everything. So nobody's wrong here. I'm just saying I don't agree with this concept and I don't agree with this guy's book.
Well, let me hear you what I think what focus is then. Follow me on this one. Because then I wrote it and I hit it with my pen. So that means to me, my which is true. I don't want you looking at my notes and getting ahead of me.
I went to go buy a car one time. It was a used car with this guy, and all the red lights that were on the dashboard were all taped over with electrical tape. Because that made it better.
Oh, no, that's awful. All right. Follow me here. So based on what we're saying, let me finish my thoughts, and you might be okay with my concept. My top priority right now, as far as focus, is doing deals. I really am focused, and then there's all other things that come under that. But at the end of the day, I stop when I need to do a deal, sign something, buy something, move money. That's my number one thing. Okay, everything else is running smoothly enough. It doesn't need my hands in it. And how I see your top focus right now, and this is like right now today, content. And it could change tomorrow, but right now, content.
Yeah.
So do you agree with that? And it doesn't mean I'm saying
you're
only focused.
I agree. If you have tens of millions of dollars coming in like us, that is exactly what should be happening.
Right.
Here's what I think our listening group is made up of.
Okay.
You may be brand new. This might be the first episode you've ever listened to, and it hit your radar because you want to be, a real estate investor. And you've given us a chance to entertain you and tell you tell you the real deal. Or you might be like a senior member in our group who has listened to 800 episodes. Yeah. Who I know these people are listening to us. People like Joe Martin and Matt Rogers and Luke Smith.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, they're all nodding their heads because here's why. All those guys and many, many, many more in our group, they just happen to be very vocal. Woke up this morning, looked in the mirror and asked themselves this. Well, I have a bunch of choices today. I can focus on buying all these 10 land deals that are on my desk right now. I can focus on starting a new line of business like buying and selling wholesaling houses like I'm keep thinking about doing, or maybe mobile homes, just like the question we just answered.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm going to think about what not to work on, like the title says. What you choose not to work on is just as important as what you choose to work on. And the underlying concept to this is I have self-confidence. I know now that this thing works and that I know what I'm doing and that I can generate millions of dollars for myself. I need to figure out exactly how to channel that. You know, I could buy a chain of convenience stores. Maybe I'll do that. No. I'm going to buy and sell real estate. That's what I think focus means. I don't think it means I'm just going to be a writer and pat myself on the back.
Okay.
And then you know what happens? All those guys I just mentioned, this is what they decide. I got to finish these 10 deals that I'm doing. And I got to get a new virtual assistant because this one that I have sucks.
Yeah.
And, you know, God, I got to get my kids. I got to stop working from home because my kids are killing me. And that's just how it goes.
Right.
And so hopefully
through that haze.
Yeah,
right.
I know you don't.
Okay.
Because it's the truth.
Right.
Through that haze of decision making, the five things that actually matter come out, and then you can get through all of it. You get to the point where we are, where we have the revenue stream that we want, and we have the luxury now, right, after three decades,
right,
both of us of working our tails off,
yeah,
to work on what we want and what is needed, what we've assigned ourselves.
Exactly.
And in our case, it's content. So,
or deals.
And deals, yeah. I mean, you truly love doing deals.
I love doing deals.
So.
Thank you. I think we covered it. Did we?
I think we did, and I think I got my rant off my chest.
Apparently.
Did you? Do you have anything else to say?
I'm good. I'm good.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time for the episode called Flip Houses or Land.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Whew, that went long.
Sometimes. I wonder why. We just both had a lot to say.
Apparently.
Jill, I honestly think it's great when you and I
don't necessarily on the same page.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, it's two for one.
Okay.
I've been saying this since you and I started working together.
That's true.
The biggest, and you know what, for you, listener, listen. One of the biggest advantages Jill and I have over a competition is that there's two of us.
Yeah.
And that we're not the same gender.
Yeah.
And we look at things differently. I mean, the minute that we aligned ourselves with each other, we were both way better together than apart at what we were trying to accomplish. So I don't think this is any different.
Thank you. No, you're right. Thank you very much. That was perfect. Wherever you are watching or wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.